In the years after Jesus' death, a man travelled the known world telling people about Jesus. First, he went to North Africa, and then he went east until he arrived in India. And when he was there, he planted a church that still exists today. He died in India, speaking against the sun god worshippers, and they speared him to death. This man was Thomas, the same Thomas that we all know as Doubting Thomas, the disciple who wouldn't believe Jesus had risen from the dead. Today, all around the world, Christians are rejoicing and celebrating in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we have a number of accounts in our Bibles of Jesus' return when he meets people. Think about the road to Emmaus, when he met with the Marys outside the tomb, and to whole crowds of people he appeared. Each of those stories has fascinating moments of when you suddenly get a, oh my goodness, it's Jesus. And it's this story of Thomas that always intrigues me, and the one that most people can recall when you talk about the resurrected Jesus. The godliness of Jesus and the erring humanity of Thomas. It's easy to have doubt about aspects of our faith. The world is saying, science says God is impossible. That isn't true. The media offer an unbalanced world. How many Christians do you see depicted on our television? Terrible things happen around the world that can cause us to doubt. War, famine, a natural disaster. Christians letting us down can cause us to doubt. Think about the child abuse in the church that's been in our news for a number of years now. All these things can sometimes cause us to question our faith. Into our mind comes questions like, why is it? Or, how can that be? Or, well, if that's true, then... This morning, I want to tell you that sometimes experiencing doubt is a normal part of the Christian journey of faith. The famous reformer Martin Luther talked about times in his life when he felt God was absent. He had questioning and doubt. And then other times when he talked about God present and had conviction and clarity. He says in his writings that his journey with doubt strengthened his faith and his relationship with God. Of course, God is never really absent, but sometimes to us it can feel that way. So what about Thomas? Loyal follower or doubting disciple? Our passage this morning has given Thomas the dubious title of Doubting Disciple, or Doubting Thomas. But have we given Thomas a hard time? Earlier in John's Gospel, in chapter 11, Thomas is shown to be both loyal and courageous, a faithful Thomas. But it is the passage we have this morning that formulates often our view of Thomas. It's a passage in two halves. The first half, the disciples without Thomas are in a house, they're in fear of their life, and the door is locked. They've heard already from Mary Magdalene of Jesus' return, but they've not yet met the risen Christ. They don't know how Jesus is going to react. Remember, Peter particularly has denied knowing Christ. He doesn't know what Jesus' reaction to that betrayal is going to be. I always think that many of them probably had doubts themselves, likely dismissing reports of Jesus' return. But then Jesus dramatically appears in the room. He says, "Peace be with you," the Jewish greeting, Shalom. The disciples now know Jesus is not holding their denials of him against them. One thing to bear in mind here is that these disciples' attitude only changes after they have seen Jesus and seen the wounds. Later, Thomas is told of what has happened. Is his reaction any different to the other disciples who knew of Jesus' return from Mary? Thomas, perhaps influenced by the mood of the town, and of course still in shock from the crucifixion of his friend, he struggles to believe that Jesus has returned. His response to the disciples is that he must actually touch the wounds that they claim to have seen. Only this will prove to him that everything the people are saying is wrong. He is the most high-profile person now not believing Jesus has risen. And so we fast forward a week, and once again the disciples are locked in the room, and this time Thomas is with them. Jesus appears. Shalom, friends. Thomas, not as doubting as he thought, because as soon as he sees Jesus, he knows. Jesus invites him to touch the wounds, but there is no more doubt, and he acknowledges Jesus as his Lord and his God. We are all part of a world that causes us to question everything, not just faith. We are asked to question. And there's a reason for that. We are made, created as inquisitive, learning beings. When we experience doubt as Christians, well, we can feel alone. Because admitting to others that there is doubt is really hard. We can feel people will judge the strength of our faith, especially other Christians. Yet this is what we must do. Doubt is normal. Having questions about things is okay. And of course, the devil can use our doubts, so we need to be aware of that. We need to protect ourselves. Because the devil doesn't want us to explore our doubt. He wants it to destroy our faith. And he'll stop our talking about it by putting questions into our minds like, she will think less of you if you show doubt. He won't trust you to. Or, don't you want to be seen as someone who's really on fire with God? The final part of our passage is an encouragement for us. Jesus says, blessed are those who have believed without seeing. For us, we will not physically see Jesus until we meet him in heaven. We can see him through the Holy Spirit. Engaging with Jesus through prayer and worship and study and discipline will help us through the times when we have some doubt. The danger with doubt is that if we leave our questions unchecked and our feelings of doubt unexplored with the Spirit and with others, doubt can lead us away from God. And none of us wants that. What we need to do is hold on to the final verse of our reading. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life with him. This was the case with Thomas. He went on to spread the faith in some of the most difficult parts of the world, and he did it in the strength of his faith in Jesus Christ. What is your reaction this morning to the reality of the resurrected Christ? I hope you celebrate knowing that what Jesus did in his glorious resurrection saved you. But there may be some of you, even some who have known the reality of a personal relationship with our resurrected Saviour for many years, that may just now be experiencing the pain of doubt. It's okay to have doubt, but you must work through the doubt. In the journey through doubt, you find greater faith. And if you are like Thomas, that can bring with it a life lived for Jesus. My prayer today is wherever you are in your faith journey, you'll be released into a deeper relationship with God and life of hope with our risen Saviour. Amen.